This episode of FFOP Radio is brought to you by the Bathroom Cougar. Does this happen to you?
Someone's in here. Someone's in here.
With the Bathroom Cougar, scare off any would-be embarrassment before it has a chance to happen.
Oh, shit. I gotta get out of here.
The Bathroom Cougar. Available at Best Buy and all fine retailers.
Hey everybody and welcome to the show. My name is Dave, aka Basically Dave, and this is a Fistful of Podcasts from fistfulofpodcasts.com. Back for another great week. Let me introduce you, as usual, to my co-host, all the way from the Reno Sparks area. And up first, we have one Mr. Andrew Bergevin.
So Trung, this photon goes to get on a plane, and the guy goes, "Hey, do you have any baggage to check?" And he goes, "No, I'm traveling light."
Uh-huh.
It's a joke.
Yeah. And then,
and then what did he say?
Uh-huh.
No, that's it.
Where was he flying to?
Yeah.
Kokomo.
Did he have to go through customs?
He did.
Did he check anything? Did they find any?
It's a great physics. Nobody appreciates great physics jokes.
Did he bring any fruit with him?
Yeah. Well, I
should read it slower.
I think maybe read it slower. Number one.
He was a traveling ocean scientist. And he was going to go measure the wavelengths.
Oh.
Yeah. Nothing.
That one's okay. That one's okay.
Do you know what a bigamist is in Italy?
No.
It's a very thick fog.
Bigamist.
That's a bigamist.
That was good.
That's the joke I've been waiting from you for two goddamn days, Andy. Oh, boy, oh, boy. Anyway, moving on. The guy who was going to measure the waves back there, that is Adam J. Hubbard, Esquire.
I went to college for this.
Yeah, wave lengths.
To measure those waves.
To take these gnarly waves.
Shred some tasty gnar.
So when you measure the waves, you're measuring them on like a 1 to 10 gnarly scale?
I've got I'm on my surfboard, but I've got like a ruler and an abacus.
You're like, that's 8.6 on the gnarly.
On the gnarl scale.
Oh, dude, man.
This is probably the most gnar that the planet Earth can take.
It's going up exponentially by gnarls.
Oh, Earth's going to wipe out.
Wipe out. Anyway.
This has been our short play.
Anyway, guys, also in studio here, Trung.
Hey.
Whoa.
I'm just confused today.
You're confused today. Why? Because the intro's been so long?
Yeah.
Just today?
Yeah, just today.
Just today. So, P.S.
Are you new here?
Trung, freshly barely legal.
Yep.
It's his book. Whoa. Yeah, he can be in all that, like the Vietnamese ladyboy porn.
Yeah, he was jailbait a few days ago, and now he's booked for his first porn shoot.
Now he's just prison material.
Yep. Well, no, he's not. He's not a prison. Yeah, I guess if he goes down. Also in studio, we have Chris over there on the couch.
It's like a fun fact.
No, but it's like pee porn, and it's called Piss Saigon.
Will it be as much singing?
Well, there's some, but there's a lot of gargling.
Yeah, that's because there's definitely more gargling.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. So, guys, in addition to Trung turning 18, barely legal.
Woohoo!
Number one.
We went to his graduation, and oh my fucking God.
I feel like that was so long ago, but it was just last week.
Feels like just yesterday Trung was graduating and turning 18.
Yeah, now it's all happening at once. But so we're in the middle of this high school's football field, and there are more cops than graduates. Like, I pull up, there's and police are surrounding the block, directing traffic in there, thinking like, oh, this is going to be a huge thing. Cops all over the place. There was even a fire truck at one point. They had one of those like Winnebagos. They turn into a DUI bus station.
Those big surveillance.
A DUI bus station.
Uh-huh.
Were they expecting an assassination of the valedictorian?
I mean, based on these people's appearance and physicalities and behavior. Yeah, yes. It was definitely warranted.
Hey, I snuck in 32 beers.
It was almost like going to a soccer game because there like so many air horns, so many Vesuvilas. Air horns. Yeah, like little kids just running amok. Like this is daycare, apparently.
Yeah, I asked Scott and his squad partner like the next day. I was like, "Is this town for real?" Really that bad? And they're like, yeah, it is a shithole.
Seriously.
Well, yeah, the amount of ponytails hanging above camo phone cases were unbelievable. It was off the charts.
And ponytails right above camo phone cases.
Mm-hmm. We sat in front of the only noisemaker on our side
God
of the bleachers.
I wanted to strangle that man. He was a goddamn mouth breather. His mouth constantly open like... Letting the flies come in and out. Oh, my God. I couldn't stand it. Holy hell. It was like a goddamn hootenanny. Like, at any point, they could have, like, released pigs to run around the goddamn stadium for the kids to chase.
Yeah, once everybody graduates, everybody shoots their guns into the air.
Yeah. There was a lot of yee-hawing and, like, doing that Yosemite Sam dance.
Yeah. Where they get all frustrated and they shoot their guns at the ground and it levitates them.
Oh, my biscuits are burning.
Yeah, their biscuits were burning.
There were so many speeches from random people.
Honestly, that's the worst part about any graduation.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and this especially, because here's a tip from your old pal Dave. If you're going to like have to do a speech, number one, I'd say definitely write one. Don't try to wing it. Winging it is a bad idea. Number two.
Jesus, take the podium.
Yeah, number two, you know, once that script is written... Practice it at least once, for Christ's sake!
And edit it. Have somebody edit it.
These people, every joke that every speech maker made was like, hey guys, I'm what's-his-nuts from this thing over here, and now I wanted you know, you're gonna have to hear me like you have a choice. Har, 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 har. Yeah, like after the third person did it, you think the next person would just automatically cut it from their speech.
Oh, shit. Yeah. That guy stole my joke.
Yeah, the crowd's heard that enough. Maybe we'll back off on that, but no. Fucking four or five times that shit happened.
Well, because everybody that heard is like, no, I can do it better.
Yeah, like, well, because none of them were getting a laugh, and I'm sure the person coming up next is like, I'm going to fucking nail it and show that asshole before me up.
Well, no, for the crowd you've described, all you have to go out there is go, Kid Rock, 9/11, Donald Trump, woo! And everybody would start clapping and cheering.
Yay. Yeah, there it was crazy.
There was a Supreme Court judge that did a speech, and she was like, you've earned all of this. This is all yours, except for your caps, which you're going to have to give back. And we're like,
You deserve this.
For some reason, Krista's really fixated that she thought that they would have to give the caps back. But she keeps talking about
it. But nobody does. You're not supposed to.
Yeah, well, obviously. How many of these do you think she has gone to?
Probably more than one. No, and she's graduated before.
This was her first goddamn one, because after that speech bombed, if this isn't her first time, the fact that she did no preparation this time is a fucking mortal sin.
Yeah, and back when she graduated, they had to share one cap.
You throw it in the air, and then you get it and give it to the next person who'd throw it in the air.
It's not like judges prepare before a case.
Yeah, why would you?
I have no idea what this is about. Who's the defendant?
And this poor Vietnamese girl, she graduated with what? A public speaking degree.
Oh, God, what a misplaced degree.
I feel so bad for her, because her English is not as good as Trung's, and it's like... You really had a hard time understanding, and
it was very like when you think very racist, stereotypical Asian speaking English, like it fits it to a T.
That doesn't mean she isn't a compelling public speaker.
I was not compelled when she spoke to me publicly.
Not really.
I mean, I've read stories. I think most people were compelled.
Well, it depends. Yeah, that's all over the internet. Like if you can relate to it, then you will feel it.
Well,
Wait.
I want to know Adam and Andy's source if they found out about this so quickly.
Oh, haven't you heard about world peace? It happened yesterday during that graduation.
Yeah, that girl said something. It changed everything.
No. You obviously did not hear it.
Just because you didn't get it.
Yeah,
there
David.
Was nothing to get. It was
one of the ones that she was talking about that she's going to send to a camp.
Okay, I'll do verbatim, a truncated verbatim setup of each speech, okay? Hey, man, when I was a kid, we were poor, and then I saw this thing, and I'm like, I want to be rich, so I went to college and got rich. Ta-da!
That's a good speech.
Every fucking speech was
short
that.
Sweet.
Every every fucking goddamn one of them, from the girl who was graduating with 2 degrees to the goddamn justice, was like, okay, Cliff's notes, born poor, right? Obviously, this is a poor community. We're all poor. Like,
you're poor.
Yeah, so we are like, hey, made it, P.S., now I'm this or that or the other thing. So, you know, nice on you. You'll be like me someday.
I was raised a poor black child.
Oh, like, that was the same speech over and over and over again in different accents.
For every single college.
Yeah, have one of those. If you're going to have four of the same goddamn speech, cut the three.
I watched, like commencement speech by, like, actors and, like, celebrities.
I'll throw in one of those. I'll be fine with it. I don't need 9 bumblefucks from the local town, like being like, oh, I'm so honored to wing it.
It's still basically the same thing. That's the thing.
No, it's goddamn not true. Jesus.
Except that Tom Cruise is like, yeah.
Yeah, I don't
know. College.
I saw
Scientology.
I was thinking more like a comedian or something.
Yeah, I watched Will Ferrell.
Yeah, Will Ferrell was, I think he did one recently.
Yeah.
Oh, that famous singer, Will Ferrell.
Yeah, which is confusing. That completely baffled me the first month that those two things existed at the same time.
They don't both exist anymore?
No, we've gotten rid of the Will Ferrell.
Well, I've gotten used to it, but people would be like, Ferrell, and I'm like, who the fuck? You mean Will Ferrell? Ferrell? And they're like, no, Ferrell. And I'm like, you're retarded. And I would just...
You're an idiot! You're an idiot!
I burned a lot of bridges.
because of people that. Like, what do you say? A Ferrell dog?
Slap!
Yeah, so, you know, burned a lot of bridges, can't go back. Anyway, guys, I was thinking about something, and I want to run it past you. You ever in a public place, you see some dumbass who's out in public, and you jot down a quick Facebook post about him, and you're like, ha, roasted, right?
No, I've never done that.
Never?
How many of you do that?
I mean, I have, but not recently.
Well, yeah, I haven't done any recently, except for the graduation.
Really? There's like 1,500 of them from the graduation.
I may have live tweeted the graduation. But before that, hardly ever. And the moral of the story is, I'm thinking, how many times do you think you have ended up on somebody else's Facebook?
Never, because I'm polite on the internet.
Yeah, I'm a nice boy.
No, I mean like in
public?
Yeah, in public. Like someone witnesses you in public. How many things do you think you've done in public to warrant someone being like,
never, because they can look at me and tell that I'm a polite person.
Adam always wears a suit.
True, except
and
for
I
today.
Wear a sign that says, please be nice to me.
I stand next to him in a burlap sack to make him look better.
I shine like a diamond.
So yes, they probably post pictures of us like, look at this guy and his fuckboy.
Yeah. Look at this broke dick fuckboy in the potato sack.
I will blow you.
So, Andy, what did you get out of this relationship when you were the potato sack guy?
Treats,
okay.
Potatoes.
Yeah, so it pretty much
I had
was
potatoes until I ran out.
Yeah. How will these sackless potatoes?
I feel like it was probably sexual.
The dick is great.
Something.
Oh yes, the good old sexual something. I ordered that at the brothel, and man.
You ordered sexual something?
The sexual something. It has a question mark next to it and a question mark for the price.
Magnifique.
Oh, is it like, do you spin a wheel or do you like reach into a bag and pull out a number or what happens?
Well, yeah, it was like the Wheel of Fortune of fucking.
Wait, so it's the act and the price?
Yep.
So you can get a full-blown fuck job for, like, what, $5-$10 and then have to have, like, a $900 hand job?
Yeah, I that's what I got. I got the $950 half and half the first time. But I also got lose a turn before that, so some other guy took my hand job and I had to pay for it.
Oh, that sucks. Well, how much did, when they spun the money wheel, how much was the hand job that you had to pay for him?
Oh, no, that it was a $950 hand job, like I said.
Oh, so you got the fucking and he got the, your hand job. God, I wonder if there are dudes just hanging around the lobby waiting to be somebody's second.
Oh, well, that's got to be somebody's fetish, right?
Well, yeah, that's like someone comes out of the waiting room and they're like, hey, I got a half and half that's up for grabs. And they're like, you. And the guy's like, yes. He's like, I finally got called.
Yeah, I'm off the bench.
I got like a quarter left of my half and half.
What?
Sorry, I used 3/4.
You did half a fuck?
Yes.
How did you know how much is half? So what, are you just going to go back and come on her?
When you know, you know.
Yeah, David, I got that innate sense.
So are you going to have to give yourself the first quarter in the waiting room?
Yeah.
When the next time you come back?
You owe us.
You owe me.
Yeah, what that quarterback?
I was using this, the Good Samaritan law in the brothel, and now somebody else better come out here and give me a quarter of their half and half.
Speaking of sex moves, guys, check this out. I got a classic one. Mm-hmm. Say you know, the lady wants it rough, and so you start getting rough, maybe slap her a bit, and then you start choking her, but then you like poke her, or not poke, but like
poke.
Like, when you're choking her, you put her in, like, the sleeper hold and, like, knock out the carotid arteries off, so she goes, boom, and she faints, and then you can go to sleep and not bother her, and then when she wakes up in the morning, you'd be like, oh, that was awesome.
I thought you were going to say you can go to town.
No, I was thinking you could go to sleep, because, you know, work in the morning.
Oh, my God.
I have work in the morning, so I can't have sex. David, it is 5 o'clock.
No! Choke her out.
Go to sleep.
It is dinner time.
She'll be on the kitchen floor, and I'll be like, good night.
Face first into the spaghetti.
Yeah, put her in the sleeper hold and put her slowly to the ground.
Oh, my God.
David continually chloroformed. I'm so tired. David, it is breakfast. I didn't even say sex. I said tax.
David, I keep losing days.
Every time I get horny, I just lose track of time.
I gotta talk to my doctor.
Do you have a pill for this?
Blood flow problem.
Oh my God.
Oh, so today we took Trum to Golfland to celebrate his birthday. Oh, so my mother-in-law came with us. I have not seen someone say, "Where's the hole?" more than the last time I was at that blind orgy. Holy shit.
Zing. I tell you what, we took Alex's mom to mini golf on Mother's Day. Mm-hmm. Same thing. Where's the hole?
So preoccupied. We're like not even to the hole, like to where you like start hitting the ball yet. She's like, where's the hole? Like, oh my God.
We're still paying for our clubs.
And it was that offhand, then it's like a straightaway where it's like nothing but green and then a hole at the end. And she's like, do you guys see it? Where's the hole?
I think both of these mothers are just losing their vision.
Well, that and it's like seriously, every 5 minutes, one or the other, her stepdad or her or my mother-in-law would have to go away and smoke. Like, I have to step out in the parking lot for a while. You guys could keep playing, like...
Longest mini golf game ever.
That's the worst. Oh, man.
And eventually, they both just settled on Cha and were spitting it all over the sidewalk.
Oh, God, man.
So the golf, little mini golf course we went to is attached to a water park. And goddamn, man, it is terrible to be a kid nowadays because everyone is fat. Everyone is so disgusting. Like, I remember when I was a kid, you could go to a water park and see like buff people coming to show off their bodies and shit.
Yeah,
so you'd
some
always
nice
see
titties.
Yeah, you like you see the
place for people not to have any shame.
Yeah, like it was a place where you could go and like everyone was like sort of because it was the 80s or 90s and you know we were all fairly in shape. Everyone was a goddamn ball of goo.
What?
They rolled around. It was like Katamari Damacy in there.
Terrible.
There was one
kids.
Girl where she was so fat, her like jean shorts were like sucked up into her vag, and it was like,
yeah,
it looked so weird and uncomfortable.
P.S. People of the world, jean shorts are not a fucking swimsuit. God.
Shorts are not, yeah, I've always agreed. And also, your underwear is not a swimsuit, people in my complex.
So
I don't think they heard you.
Disgusting. No. Yeah.
Hey!
Oh my God.
David, is that the same water park? So we go down to Arizona to visit David. He's like, hey, it's a nice chill 110 degrees. And he goes, hey, let's go to this water park. We pull into the water park and it's like somebody rented the place out and all you saw were 10-ton families going and crossing the road.
Oh,
like,
yeah. That was them. Yeah. That's where we went. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And we immediately turned around and drove back.
Things are different.
That water park was like standing room only.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was today, too, because we got there at 11 when it opened, and there was already like world's fattest t-shirt contests happening in the parking lot.
So gross.
Tell you what, I know a great water park in Dubai. We can go there next time.
Okay.
Is it in like a skyscraper? Please say yes.
No, it's right outside of the hotel that's on the man-made island.
Ooh. All right, I guess that's okay.
If David ever comes down here, we do have a water park, but I haven't been there in years. The best thing about that water park is that people are constantly losing $50 bills.
What?
When I was a kid, I used to walk away from that water park a millionaire.
What?
People would lose $50, $100 bills, and you just see them floating in the pool and be like, yoink, and stuff them down your swimsuit.
I think he used up all of your luck in the water park.
Oh my God, yeah, like that never happened.
That's why you run into
me.
People talking in the movies all the time now.
I saw a quarter at the bottom of the Lazy River once and almost drowned trying to get it.
Only to find out it was a bubblegum wrapper.
Yeah.
To date at that water park, I found two 50s and 100.
What?
That's crazy. Oh. And you were a literal millionaire then.
Yeah.
With two 50s
as a kid,
and 100.
Man, yeah. $50 when at that age, I could have had every Ninja Turtle toy in existence.
Seriously.
Cash.
This is back in the old days. Speaking of the old days, I was watching this compilation of old 90s commercials. Do you guys remember Pop-Tart slogan back in the 90s?
Put it in you.
No.
Pop it.
It was even it's so fucking 90s and extremely stupid.
Cover me in butter.
No. That's not 90s.
And why would you
I don't think you do that to Pop-Tarts either.
Yeah, what the fuck? No, so hot, they're cool.
Ooh.
Hot filling, cool icing.
Only if you put them in the toaster.
So hot, they're cool.
Radical.
Cool.
Yeah, I never liked
well, like the Capri Sun thing is like drink Capri Sun, become the T-1000, murder John Connor.
Yeah, that one was on there too, where the liquid metal kids are skating around in that bowl.
It's so yeah. cool.
Yeah, whatever happened to like really dazzling visuals? I want to see more cartoons.
Yeah, well, and I still remember all those popsicle commercials. I'm colorblind, kid.
Ah.
Popsicle. Yeah.
Or the Gushers ones where the kids' heads are fucking exploding?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, those were weird times. But do you remember the popsicle commercial where the kid is like holding the popsicle, like he licks it, the camera cuts back, and now it's like this huge giant one that's shot through his roof, and it's like, the big stick! And I'm like, what?
But they had a whole series of commercials where the kid would be yelling at his dog, and the dog would be like, shut up, fucker.
Yeah, the loneliest kid in existence.
Yeah.
The dog swore at him.
Feed me, asshole.
Fuck your fucking popsicles.
Wow, that's a really extreme commercial.
Yeah, that's really aggressive. I don't know what's going on there. Oh,
drink
man.
Some Surge with your popsicle.
I don't remember any of the Surge commercials. I remember every gum commercial, though. Remember Bubble Yum?
I'm aware of Bubble Yum.
So back in the day, there'd be this huge Bubble Yum like effigy that a kid would be on doing something like kicking a soccer ball or playing or doing ballet, and they're like, I'm a kid and I do active cool stuff like soccer and shit, and I love the scrumptious taste of Bubble Yum bubble gum. They pop a few bubbles, and then maybe like the kid would be in karate, so they do a couple kicks or something, and then they back out, you see the huge Bubble Yum, and the kid's
I love
like,
the risk of choking in every activity.
Yeah. When you're jostling around a lot, make sure you keep something in your mouth that will not dissolve.
The most extreme 90s commercials was Crossfire.
Crossfire!
Yeah.
I tell you what, never played it, but I know about it.
I played it like once or twice, and
I
it was
never
amazing.
Played it.
My cousins had it, and I fucking loved it.
It was such a cool game, right?
Yeah,
didn't
it was
you shoot,
really
like,
awesome.
Ball bearings at each other?
Yeah, you'd have like the two, like the ninja stars. One was shaped like a triangle, and one was shaped like a
it
shuriken.
It was like two steel marbles with like a plastic thing on the outside that would spin.
Yeah. And you had a gun with two triggers, and it would just shoot ball bearings as fast as you could pull the trigger.
It was like extreme hungry, hungry hippos.
Yeah. It took
offensive hippos.
It took hungry, hungry hippos and shoved a nuke up its ass.
Adam, were you ever over when we played that, shit, was it Weapons and Warriors? It was the Castle Siege game where basically you had rubber band powered things that would shoot cannonballs.
Oh,
at
yeah.
A,
that sounds super dangerous.
Castle?
I love
Look,
that
you would
shit.
Lose one of those marbles every time you played, and it came with like 10.
Yeah, that was another thing. It was always, when we got it, it was paralyzing to play because you did not want to lose those goddamn marbles because you knew
yeah,
your
and
parents.
There was a lot of them.
Yeah, and you knew your parents, like, if you were like, because in a kid mind, you're like, these are the only things. Like, they don't sell anymore, obviously.
I would love to see a comeback for that game.
Crossfire?
Yeah.
You'll get caught up in it,
God,
Adam.
I'm caught up in it right now. I never left.
Seriously, Adam, it was so cool. It had like all these rubber band weapons, and then you put together this castle where if you hit the right spots, the soldiers would like fly in the air and shit.
That sounds like fun.
It was pretty cool, but again,
but then you lose all the marbles, and you have to use like old fashioned glass marbles.
Yeah, yeah, it was awful.
Then you lose. You never lose the glass marbles because you don't give a fuck about them.
Well, that's because glass marbles are one penny for 10,000.
Well, yeah, but you only lose the things that you really care about. Like, if you lost all those yellow plastic marbles that came with it and had to switch to glass marbles, you always knew where they went.
Mm-hmm. Or you lost all the pizzas from your pizza launcher.
Oh, yeah, that was heartbreaking.
Now it launches nothing.
Yeah, because then what do you do? Like, no one thought ahead. God damn it. You give a kid a fucking pizza launcher with three fucking pizzas?
God damn it.
God damn it.
And it takes
you
D
monsters.
It takes D batteries, which your parents won't buy because they cost like $50 for three.
D batteries? Who do they think we are, the fucking Rockefellers? Oh, that made me so pissed when everything you bought, it was like, oh, a D fucking battery. And you're like, oh, can we go to the store, mom and dad? And they say, for what? Is it batteries? Oh, we'll go next time. And then I mean, that's like, God knows when.
If we're talking about 90s toys that sucked up batteries, Game I had a Gear. Game Gear.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, so did
it's
I.
It's like, would you like to complete this game? No, you don't.
Give me 10 more batteries, you idiot.
They said portable, but I never left the wall.
See, the Game Gear was my dad's, but I appropriated it, and he had an AC adapter, so that's how I played Game Gear.
Oh, yeah, that's what you needed.
It was your dad's?
Yeah, my dad loved video games. Little portable things.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
He
it's
played
weird.
Sonic the Hedgehog and Madden on that thing.
That's fucking crazy.
Or the when I was a kid, I inherited my brother's Atari 2600.
Oh yeah, my okay.
He so didn't have an we didn't have an AC adapter for it. It took C batteries.
What?
Yeah. I remember that. Just speaking of weird video game systems that old people own, my grandpa had an Atari 2600, and you'll never guess what the only game he had for it was.
Beat 'em and eat 'em.
E.T.
Oh, what? Wow.
Fucking E.T. That was the first video game I ever played on my grandfather's Atari 2600.
I see. I got my brother's, and it had all sorts of great games like Empire Strikes Back and Combat. And
never saw any of that. See, that's
my,
the thing.
My first two video games were Ghostbusters 2 and Mega Man 3 for the Nintendo.
That's very hard, Adam.
Yes.
See,
I never beat that goddamn Ghostbusters game.
If you don't have parents that are willing to buy you video games, like, you completely missed out on that culture.
Well, but no, there was a different, like, you everybody had a couple games. I had Bubble Bobble and Dragon Warrior 1.
Nice.
But every weekend, if I'd been good, we could go down to the major video, and I got to pick out a rental for the week.
Yeah.
And that was always a toss-up. Did I get a manual? If not, do you just look at the box art and you go, oh, please.
For the love of God. Like,
are you tricking me right now? Is this a trick?
Yeah, I remember we got an NES, I think a year after the SNES had been released.
Oh, poor baby.
So it was a rough time being a kid for me, video game-wise.
I never had an SNES. I had a whole period like in between generations that I skipped.
Yeah, I didn't get a system until the PlayStation.
I had the Super Nintendo, and I got it for my birthday, and my parents tricked me. They were like, oh yeah, we got you like a... They gave me clothes, and because I was a kid, I was like, what the fuck? And then they're like, oh, here's a card. You must have missed this card. And it was like, hey, go check out this box in the garage.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Super Nintendo was like, motherfucking Mario World. And they took it away, because I said, fuck.
You said the F word?
No, I didn't know. That's a lie.
Come on, David.
That was a story that was plausible.
I didn't know the F word till I was in fifth grade.
Yeah, till I started fucking.
Like, you learn it as soon as you start fucking.
Yeah. What was that?
What is this thing? Oh.
Fucking. That's when you get done.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah. These fifth graders are tough, man.
I didn't own that. Like,
what a rough neighborhood.
Ugh. Super Nintendo games I owned was like Super Mario World and Star Fox. Thinking back on it, we didn't have that many games. This is every once in a while, my mom would be like, hey, want to go rent something? I'd be like, oh my God, yes.
Yeah.
All the cool things that Nintendo Power has been showing off to me for years, I could finally go touch.
I think since I maybe knew in my genes that I was poor, I didn't expect to get video games or even rent them.
Well, I've told you the story about, like, I got a Nintendo 64 the year it came out. My dad had to race people in Target for it.
Yeah, well, that was, like, the big thing, though, because they, like, if you see what the N64 offered, and you had just seen its previous failure, the Virtual Boy, and you're like, hey, maybe, yeah, this is going to be good, because that was garbage. I feel like that.
Yeah, they got in like 60 something Nintendo 64s a couple days before Christmas. All these people outside. My dad got there first, and when they opened the doors, people started running. My dad was
firing
a police officer that was 6'3", and he was just like chomp chomp chomp.
Wow!
Yeah.
Shoving people down to the ground.
Well, I also got my PlayStation 2 from the same Target, and basically my mom looks at the paper and goes, hey, they're going to have all these PlayStation 2s. I was like, oh my God, can I go stand in line? She's like, yeah, if you get one, I'll buy it for you. And I was the last person to get a ticket, and I was like, Mom.
Yeah, that's...
We had a deal!
Well, then she goes, yeah, okay, this is going away for Christmas. I was like, Christmas is in 4 months.
That's pretty rough.
Mm. Well, I knew where she was hiding it, so I would take it out and play it and then put it all back in the box.
What? No way!
You yep. little shit.
Oh, man, I would have murdered you if you were my kid.
Well, she was like, okay, you can have the game that I bought for you, which is Tekken Tag Tournament, and you can look at the instructions. And she didn't think to herself, Andy could probably play this game if he knows where I knew where she hit it, and I like they'd go away and take my sisters off to cheerleading or something and be like, time for Tekken's.
Oh my god. Yeah,
I remember playing Tekken Tag Tournament. I don't remember that period of subterfuge.
Well, no, you weren't there for the subterfuge. You were there when I was bringing the PlayStation to school.
You were bringing it to school?
Everybody loved it.
Everybody loved me.
I guess,
No, they didn't love me. They loved the PlayStation.
So what's new with you guys? Andy, first week, no work. What's happening?
Well, I was going to stream a lot, and then my dog somehow fucked his neck up.
Yeah, what like, the fuck?
God
well,
damn it.
On Monday, I was like, I'm scratching the dog. I was like, what is this really hard part on his neck? And... I scratched, like I was like, I touched it, and he was all right, but he seemed uncomfortable. And then I looked at it, and it was like this long, oozing thing. So I took him to the vet, and he's like, I don't know what the fuck this is. Did he get bit by a spider? Did somebody pinch him real hard there?
Like, could you imagine? That is the dumbest fucking question I've ever heard. Did he get bit by a spider? What are the odds that you would see that small dog get bit by an even smaller spider at the exact point at which it bites it?
So they give me, well, and then I take him to the vet.
Answer my question!
They shave, I don't know, there's no odds. They shave his neck, which irritates the thing, and then they give me this spray that's like an antibiotic and steroid, which makes the nerves there go crazy. So he didn't have a problem before, he had a problem then.
Yeah, now he hates the little spray bottle.
He hates that spray bottle, and now his neck is like a bloody mess.
Because he keeps scratching it, the idiot.
It's getting better. Like there was two nights in a row where I maybe slept 2 hours because he could not put his head down.
Just up rocking the dog.
Yeah. Well, there was one point where I was like, here, and the like he'll do this thing where he tries to put his head down, and then it hurts, so get up, and he like runs around panicked. So I was like, okay, come here, and I like cradled him and I put him on his back, and he was like, oh my god, this is great. Fell asleep immediately and slept for like 3 hours.
Well, I saw him like the day of, and he was so miserable because he couldn't rest his head.
Ugh, yeah, that's
it's
rough.
Getting better, but man, there was the second day he was like that after he'd... Because he'll scratch it for, like, every time I catch him scratching, I go, you stupid dog, stop! But by that time, damage has been done.
Yeah.
Who knows what damage he's doing right now.
The second day, people were supposed to come over. I was like, nobody come over. The dog can only set his head down on the bed, so I'm back here with the dog, making sure he doesn't scratch and watching television.
Oh, good on you. I don't know if I would have done that for either any of my dogs.
Well, we've just gotten rid of the dog?
David, it's okay. Twitch is streaming every episode of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
Wow.
Thank God.
I'll tell you what, some of the black and white episodes, there were some episodes where, like, here's a ballet dancer, and she's going to do Swan Lake, and there's this lady dancing around going, rah!
What?
And dancing and going, rah!
Why?
What?
And then all these people are like, yes, very good ballet dancer. And I'm like, what the fuck? Did kids watch this in the 70s?
Yeah, they
the
were 60s. Dropping.
It was 1968.
Wow. Yeah, they were dropping LS. This is part of Project MK Ultra. Dose these
David,
kids.
David, there's something very calming about Mr. Rogers. Everything he says, he's like, oh man, this is wonderful, but if you don't like it, then that's fine.
Well, yeah, he's the Bob Ross of a kid show host.
Yeah. Like,
I'm telling you, they still have a week and a half left of this. Get on Twitch and watch like a couple episodes of Mr. Rogers' Neighbor, and you're like, yeah, I remember this. It was cool.
I did not like Mr. Rogers. He was too soft on everything for me.
He didn't take enough
strong stances. I need a harder children's host.
I need you to be pro or con something, man. I can't do with this like, hey, man, that's cool, but you know, a lot of people don't care, so whatever. Oh, look at this. Is that special? Maybe
look,
not.
Look, you kids can do anything you set your minds to. Also, I'm pro-abortion.
Pro-abortion.
No, I did catch the now controversial episode where he's singing, Where is Tall Man and all that. Like,
with the fingers?
Yeah, where he's all of his fingers are a different person on this farm or something. He goes,
I see where this is going.
And he flips off these kids, and I'm just like, okay, Mr. Rogers.
Just had to get that one out of your system.
I don't know if I would have. Because, I mean, when you're doing it, you're like, okay, I'll do that you know, thing we do with your hands. You can't do that without being like, okay, I'm going to have to flip these kids off. So why don't we just nix that bit?
When did they start flipping people off and it was offensive is what I'm wondering.
I don't know.
Or was Mr. Rogers so pure he didn't know about flipping people off because they'd never been flipped off?
Maybe he invented it. And like people like saw it, and they're like, "Oh fuck, you know what that'd be good for? This!" And they started flipping each other off.
David, one time Mr. Rogers' car got stolen. They got into the glove box, saw who owned it, and returned it with a note that said, "Sorry."
Yeah, they should. They should kill themselves for stealing Mr. Rogers' car.
Here's your car back. Also, I'm gonna go kill myself.
Because even
well, that's
though
good. Some people don't like to kill themselves, but if you do, then that's cool.
See, even though he doesn't take a hard stance, like I understand his positive influence in the world. Mm-hmm. And I understand that, don't fuck with Mr. Rogers.
No, seriously. Would you beat up the guy who played Big Bird?
That's like slapping Jesus.
I guess. Jesus wasn't on TV, so I don't know if anyone has that like deeper connection to him.
Look, I think Jesus is probably too violent for Mr. Rogers. He flipped some tables sometimes.
Did he?
Yeah, and he flipped the first bird, which Mr. Rogers later then stole.
Yeah. Yeah, Judas, as Jesus was being walked away by the guards and he saw Judas in the bushes, he goes,
"Double bird.
Cool, right Judas. Here, buddy."
He's like, "Check these ones out." And he flips in the double bird and he says, "Sit on it, Potsy." And he's like, "You'll get it in 1,000 years. 2,000 years."
And then he turned into Dracula. Not Jesus, but Judas.
Oh, yeah. Jesus turned into Dracula and flew away. That's what they won't tell you in the Bible.
Dead Sea Scrolls, man. Look it up.
It is the good news, though, guys. Seriously, it is.
But other than that, I streamed yesterday. That was pretty fun.
Yeah, that was a good time.
David was not impressed with Dead Cells.
I was not.
I like it. I just played it for the first
but
time.
But David saw me do a near completely perfect gungeon run, but I just didn't have the guns to beat that dragon.
Yep.
Didn't have the stones.
Very impressed by how far he got.
That game is fucking hard as shit. And after that boss, David, since I already have all the parts for the bullet that kills the past, I have to go and kill another boss without any of the items I've collected.
Okay, I understand conceptually what a bullet that kills the past could be, but mechanically, what are we talking about?
Like, everybody that's going through the gungeon is trying to get this bullet so they can kill their past and have, like, a fresh start.
Hmm. And then start all over, and you lose your
It doesn't
weapons?
Really go well, that
basically
deep
into what, it. Like when you kill that dragon, you walk up, and there's, like, it's a like kind of like a weird dimension. On this altar, there's a gun with the barrel pointing backwards, and you shoot yourself, and then you end up in your body in the past. And like each of these people has done something that they're ashamed of or something. They need to like save somebody.
Oh, okay.
So you end up in the past and you have to do this thing, except the only time I've done it, I lost.
Oh, so you went back in the past and then you didn't save yourself?
I was not expecting a boss. I wasn't expecting anything.
Wait.
So you shot yourself to go back into the past. And
but that means you
the
killed the boss in the past because you're alive in the present.
That's
no,
how it works.
Like for the Marine that I didn't play as, in the past, there's the... Like, he works at, like, a place that summoned an interdimensional horror, and he ran away instead of helping everybody.
But it didn't turn out bad because he's, you know...
It turned out bad for everybody but him.
In the past.
He's trying to
do
good.
He's in the present now, and he doesn't care. He's like, hey, you got all these
guns.
He
obviously cares. He's going into a place full of living bullets to stop it.
David's run through the gungeon is very uneventful. He gets to the end, he's like, man, I led a perfect life. I made it here. See ya.
Take it easy.
David, I put almost 40 hours into that game at this point.
So what's with the sentient bullets? What's happening? Is it like a Mickey Mouse and the Sorcerer?
The bullet
type?
That fell from the sky.
Yeah, it's a weird thing.
Because
there is a plot to that game, but I don't know if it's worth it. I just like the gameplay.
They're the gun dead.
Mm-hmm.
They are the gun dead.
Well, thank you for backing that thing up, because Adam said it, and I was a little hazy on it, and then you said it again, and I was like, oh, we're locked in on that.
Did you notice that each type of bullet only used weapons that could use the type of bullet that it was?
Do you think that they planned that?
David,
what
I love
the
that,
odds?
I love that game so much, I have a t-shirt and a plush of one of the tiny bullet guys.
Wow.
He
has a t-shirt plush.
Oh, yeah, Adam, I got this item that was a space turtle that would shoot things for me.
Oh, yeah, that turtle was awesome. Mm-hmm. Way better than Andy. I really enjoyed watching
that. Well,
he
actually
turtle.
Did his job.
Yeah. The turtle would shoot the enemies, and Andy would run around, like, wetting himself and jumping through bullets.
I had half a heart.
Mm-hmm. He kept
That's
saying that,
one of my favorite
too.
Parts about that game, though, is all the guns that you get. And, like, you get guns from all these different, like,
I told
TV
about the
shows
Fifth
and
Element
games
one.
And stuff.
You saw Dread, right?
Yes.
You can get the hot shot.
I fucking love that movie.
Yeah. I know.
They're making a TV series. And it might still have Carl Urban.
That's cool.
Is it?
David's making positive
he's
noises
warming
now.
Warming on it. But it, right now, it's not attached to any one network. And I said, if they attach to any network other than Stars or HBO, we're fucked.
Does that mean every episode is going to be on a different network?
Yeah.
Yes.
What? That's exactly what that means. It's a pan-global, pan-channel.
He's dislodged in cable.
God, it's like the world's biggest fuck you to itself. Putting a different fucking episode on each channel across the board? Ugh.
Sorry, guys. This one's on Disney.
I don't get TV Nihon.
What the fuck are we doing here? And then they never release it on DVD or Blu-ray.
It's like the Quantum Leap of television shows, which was also a television show.
Yeah. It's the Quantum Leap of itself.
And we played some Jackbox, which David doesn't seem to like.
I'm not good at it, apparently.
And no. How are you supposed to draw those things?
No, not that.
Well, that's the point.
I made a comment during the stream, Adam. I said, "If like we're drawing with our thumbs, God has truly forsaken us."
Yeah, it was awful. Like, how do you draw such things? You know how, like in The Simpsons, where Milhouse's dad draws that thing, and he's like, "It's dignity." Like, don't you? His wife comes up, and she's like, "Yeah." Like, oh, that's we're the Websters. You can't do that in real life.
David got a dream within a dream, and what he drew looked like the planet Earth dreaming of an asteroid hitting it.
All you need to do is draw a sleeping person with a thought bubble coming
that's
out.
What he
and
did.
Then another thought bubble in it.
That's what he did, quote unquote. If that was a person, it was goddamn. The Russian guy with the birthmark on his head.
How
that man had a continent.
How do you get like really intricate details with the end of your goddamn finger in a phone? And it's only
the other
so
one
big.
He drew looked like a man with a banana.
He was flipping some birdie.
I swear
birdie.
You were holding a banana in that picture.
No, those were his fingers pointing down.
No.
He was flipping the bird. Fuck. God damn it!
But David, you're good at the
Fibbage?
Quiplash.
Quiplash?
I don't know. The one where you just type in your thing, and that's where like the Amazing Bonarini and stuff came from.
Yeah. The Amazing Bonarini.
Well, isn't Quiplash just like that that other game you were playing?
Yeah, Use Your Words.
Yeah, Use Your Words. Yeah.
Except that Quiplash is better than Use Your Words.
Yeah, it's more mature.
I don't know, man.
I mean,
Quiplash doesn't. He's like, hey, we made up five lies.
Yeah, like, and then you don't have to watch the same video clip fucking a total of 10 times
that was
or whatever.
Annoying.
Yeah.
Oy. Yeah, that's that one's
Oy
okay.
Vey.
Oy vey, I told him.
Oy.
I wanted to draw a penis every time, but I figured that someone would probably flag it.
Yeah, fight that urge.
I mean, I do it every day on walls and counters.
David's the reason that Nintendo had to develop a penis detecting technology for Miiverse.
Well, we've got to implement this. David will probably use it.
Like, seriously, they're like, they sent the Wii U out to beta testers, and they're like, okay, you guys start. Oh my god, there's dicks everywhere.
Oh god,
the Japanese didn't do this.
Of course they didn't do that. When they Americanized the Wii, they took out the Mii option that turns you into like a squid creature.
Yeah, they took out the squid rapist.
Yeah, they got too many complaints about the squid rapist.
Hi, I'm Squiddly Diddly.
Squiddly Diddly.
Come into my parlor.
I don't know where you would put a mustache on a squid, but it would have one, I'm sure.
Well, it would have one on the top and bottom of the beak.
But then it's a goatee. I just want the top. Just the top, Andy. Top of the beak is all I need.
Then the mustache is right underneath the arrow on its head.
But if it's on the beak, you're not going to see it because all the tentacles are in the way. I think it'll be like right between the eyes, but down a little bit.
It'll be somewhere.
So, yeah, we'll do some research on that. Andy, do me a solid. Google up squid with a mustache. Tell me what you find.
Yeah, let's see what the
make a concept.
The consensus
you're gonna
is
be
here.
Squidward.
You have 10 seconds.
Squid with a mustache.
Yeah, I don't want Squidward. I want regular squid, like maybe something in a sexually...
I mean, here's one that seems to be having a barbecue.
Yeah, they're all cartoon squids.
And here's a guy with squid tentacles for a mustache.
Now that's interesting.
Expand on that.
David,
they put the mustache exactly where you thought it would be.
Nice. Enhance.
Under the eyes and above the tentacles.
Who's this?
Enhance.
This is getting pornographic.
Enhance.
Let's focus on this.
Enhance.
Yeah, we're done.
We have to go deeper.
Do you know where the dark web is?
www.darkweb.
Yeah, fine. If someone could tell me how to get to the dark net, that'd be cool, because I want to check it out, but I don't want to do anything illegal. Like, where do you go on the dark net?
4chan.org.
That's not the dark net. That's all over the place.
It's very dark in there, David.
No, I mean like literal.
It may not be the dark web, but you can see it from there.
I don't want an oceanside view. I want to get down in it with a submarine. Really?
I got a wonderful view of the dark web.
I need one of the, like, everything Johnny Mnemonic had, because I'm going into the
internet. You're going to have a 500 megabyte brain.
Yeah.
If you're meant to get to the dark web, eventually a stranger will approach you.
If you go into the dark web, you should probably use Tor or some VPN.
Tor?
The publisher?
Yeah, it's a...
Yeah, the publisher Onion. Fantasy.
Tor Fantasy?
It makes it so the dark web can't find you back.
I'll take all the necessary precautions, Troy. I just don't know
what... when you look at the dark web looks back.
When I go into the dark web, what should I look at?
David's got an antivirus. He's got a VPN.
Listen,
he's got a diving suit.
I've got megabytes, modems.
A rosary.
There's some gigabytes in there. RAM. Ooh,
megabytes and gigabytes.
Yeah, I got them all. You look at it, I got them all. Fans, such. I'll be fine.
It's the Pokemon of protection.
Oh, boy.
No, okay. Well, now you just made me think of a Wobbuffet condom.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're going to want to bring a condom to the dark web. You don't want to catch anything in there.
Well, do you think I'm going to be fucking anybody in there?
Look, in case.
It's the dark web. You might have to fuck someone just to get out.
Just to survive.
You want
to
get out of here? You got to fuck me. Really?
$500.
You got to pay the troll toll.
Yeah. You got to get in the boy's hole or whatever. Anyway, guys, Andy, let's keep moving right along. Do you have something for us? True or false? Do you have something for us for this next segment?
Craigslist.
He said it already.
All right. True or false? You have not now or ever been associated with the Communist Party.
C. Answer.
C.
C. He's a communist and a Spaniard.
Oh,
anyway.
No.
Option C was yes, I'm a communist.
Yeah, and I'm a Spaniard.
Si, senor.
Anyway, guys, it's time for Creeping on Craigslist.
I have looked upon the dark corners of the internet. I have seen satanic rituals, bees in jars, and adult infants. I pushed through this jungle and beheld bathtubs of noodles and desecrated train tracks. Still, I moved on, not knowing what horrors I would uncover. The darkest heart of the Congo and the Amazon were paradise compared to this. I'm still here. It won't let me leave. But perhaps the tales I uncover will keep you from making the same mistake. This is Creeping on Craigslist.
Boom. Andy, what do you got for us?
Public disclaimer, the words used by Creeping on Craigslist are not necessarily the views of the people reading it.
Oh, it's one of those?
Well, that's the F word.
Oh, that's not... Oh,
I mean,
wait,
if you give
the
me
other
a,
F word.
Oh, the
if
other
you give me a cue
word.
Card with that kind of stuff, I can say your disclaimer next time.
575 unique living situation for straight with an 8. Alpha male who hates chores.
Straight, you mean straight alpha numeric male?
Yeah.
Straight? Get it?
Hello.
Hi.
There's a
I got it,
there's a colon, so I have to stop there for a second. I've decided to rent out the second room in my house.
Andy always stops at a colon.
No further.
I want to rent it out to a left-leaning, liberal-minded straight guy with a dominant alpha mindset.
Okay.
Perhaps you are very busy, or you just don't want to take care of routine household things.
I'm too busy for this, Diane.
This laundry! You don't want to live with a female, especially your girlfriend.
But I don't have time for girls. Or chores.
But you do like the idea of having someone in the submissive, feminine, role in your home, right?
Wait, so he's looking for somebody to come there and tell him to do chores.
Yeah.
Hey, and it kind of sounds like, hey, everybody out there, I'm super straight, but if you want someone to do chores who will also blow you...
Oh, no, here this is...
I'm going to kill you to the goddamn dishes!
The words are coming up. It sounds like he wants to live in Downton Abbey.
But he's still... I'm pretty sure a blowjob will be on the menu.
Oh, here it comes.
Well, I am a faggot.
What?
I don't want to live with another fag.
What?
And there's a sound clip of the
You
year.
Better not make but that why? A sound clip. That is too offensive.
No, I would never. Like.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the apology. That we're sorry.
Oh, God.
We are sorry.
I get along best with hetero guys. I like whiskey shots and playing pool. I'm also okay with a smoker.
I'm
I
a
don't
man's
partake.
Man.
Gotcha!
So if you want a 420 friendly place, this is it.
I like to toss around the baseball, the football, kick a little soccer.
The salad?
Have it. What? Have a salad?
Toss some salad.
Toss a little salad, you know, whatever.
Guy stuff.
First, I'll drop a little, you know, syrup on your balls. Look it up. Look, we're just having a good time. We're guys. We're guys.
Dude, this is bro time.
Oh, what's that? Did I spread a little marshmallow fluff on your dick? Let me get that. Went downhill fast.
Pull up. I know that most straight guys don't give a fuck about interior decorating, cooking, cleaning, doing laundry, etc.
See, when you said, oh no, I have to say the F word in this, that's what I was expecting, not the other one.
No, it's the bad F word.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's a fuck all day long.
Fuck you, Will.
I'll put it in between every word now. So fuck, here's fuck the deal, fuck.
Oh, you fucked it up.
I did fuck it up.
Oh, fuck the deal, fuck.
So fuck, there's fuck the deal, fuck.
God damn it.
The deal's all one word.
Yeah, the deal is a singular term.
This translation is ruined.
The art of the deal.
Fuck. You could be the man.
Colon fuck.
Okay, this is hyphenated. Man of the house.
Okay.
Is that like man of the house? Is that like man at arms?
Yeah. Or a man
that's
of war.
Mm, like the jellyfish?
No, like the actual ship.
Oh.
Like the actual man who goes to war.
You can be the man of the house, and I'll be your bitch.
Biatch in prison, if you like.
I will do all the bitch things, including doing fuck? Your laundry.
I mean, that does sound tempting. I don't like kinda doing laundry.
But I don't know if I would be comfortable with someone being like, yeah, I'm your bitch.
Quote unquote.
Maybe not throwing up the quotes.
I'll have your filthy clothes all sparkling clean and folded by the time you get home from work or school.
I definitely feel like a sex act is going to be proposed. It's implied in the ad, but it's definitely, it's going to happen.
Yeah, well, we're getting there, I think. I make great cocktails, great meals, and I can be pretty pampering. If you like someone catering to you and your needs, you will really like what I can offer.
Okay.
Besides, there are a lot of perks surrounded by stars that come with living with a subservient, pampering faggot.
Yeah, what's with the asterisks around perks?
I think once a week, he comes through the door, trips over an ottoman, and your dick flies in his mouth and he blows you.
Oh, those little asterisks are anuses. They're anus perks.
Oh, God.
Anus perks anus.
He's got a perky anus.
I got one of them perky anuses. You know, it turns up.
What?
Turn down service?
Yeah, turn down for what?
What's that?
If you are truly alpha and like being in charge or even having someone you can vent on, this would be a great situation.
Now, I know you didn't read it out loud, but I saw this ad earlier, and after vent in parentheses, it says piss.
Yes, it does. Oh my God.
I have a dangerous buildup of piss.
You can use vulgar, offensive language, assert your dominance over me, God. And essentially, use me.
To do chores.
See, there we go. See, he's like, okay, yeah, I want a straight dude who will really give me a good seeing to with his dick.
Give me a fine rogering.
Yeah, now he's like an English person.
Bob's your uncle.
Hello, this is my ad. Would you like a subservient fag?
Now it's a young Tim Curry. This person keeps changing.
Come on in, I'll do the dishes.
When he's the butler in Clue. So you're going to go live in the Clue house with Tim Curry.
I butler, sir.
And what does that entail? I'll do the dishes, and there's a lot of and pick up after you. The soaking wet towel you use to dry off after showering? I'll take care of that for
you. I'll wring it into my mouth.
Oh God, there's so much more.
You'll come home and find your bed nicely made, just like a hotel bitch would do. I believe they're called maids, sir.
Excuse me, I'm applying for hotel bitch.
Oh, but that does explain every time I walk through the school, it'd be like, what's up, school bitch?
How many hotel bitches do you employ here?
We gotta say about 30, 35.
30, 35 and hotel bitches.
Three janitorial bitches.
And one concierge bitch.
That's my favorite bitch.
Get all these guest bitches around here.
Get these bitches some bitchin' room, bitch.
Bitches, get moving. Help these bitches.
The hot bitch hotel. That's our new idea. Nobody steal that.
Nobody.
This is your room, bitch.
Everyone's your bitch.
You'll have a nice room with high-speed Comcast. Your monthly rent is $575.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's kind of good. Like, yeah. for living there and a live-in manservant?
Yeah, I mean, I could get down on that.
Ugh.
Can I scream at him, tattoo?
Not like that.
No, Adam.
But stop.
I don't know what I did to David.
I turned into a 70s cartoon character. some sort of spell.
Send me a message if you have an alpha brain and you are intrigued.
I mean, I'm not an alpha male, but I do have an alpha brain here.
Also, maybe a picture of that Sweet D.
Have you pictured a twink yet?
Did you drop a picture of that Sweet D in my box?
Wink. But please do not contact me if this is not a good fit for this situation.
Obviously.
And in parentheses, nothing illegal here. This is not an exchange of services of any kind. I will pay rent. You will pay rent.
Kind of sounds like an exchange of services.
This is just a mutually beneficial living agreement. If it doesn't work out, no biggie. I'm open to doing this on a trial basis.
He's going to service your hog.
That's that.
Boy, oh boy. I don't know. I feel like I could really, if I were younger, like a single guy out in the town, I could really see myself going for that.
I could really use a subservient gay boy.
Well, I bet things would get tense when, like, I didn't fuck him and he would like get more and more overt about it. Like I'd come home and eventually he'd be like up in a giant roasting pan, like nude, like dressed up like a turkey or something. And he's like, dinner's ready. And I'm like, ugh.
Do the laundry.
Get the go make actual dinner.
I just had lunch an hour ago and run out of the house.
Qdoba's not agreeing with me.
Come on in, I made you the rump roast.
Oh, so the roommate's gay Jesus.
Oh, well, I forgot to roast it, though. Come on in. It's just my rump.
He's like, go to the table, and it's his ass in a hole through the table.
Hey, y'all. Come on into my house. You only have to pay a little bit.
See, I don't know if I could go for that, like, getting more and more aggressive about his desires.
Hey, y'all. Do you need anything done? Your laundry suck a dick? What? Hey, would you like a pina colada?
Oh.
Oh, God. We're not living in a fucking 60s variety show, Andy.
Did that happen in 60s variety shows?
Well, how racy.
I feel like the character you're portraying is like a man, but wearing one of those dancing girls, like with all the sequins and the feathery hair dress. That's what he just wears around the house.
Only if you don't come to his advances.
Yeah, I can't take him up on that. I like the laundry, though. Especially if he uses a bounce afterwards. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Some of them dryer sheets. And he doesn't forget to take them out of your underwear.
Forget about it. Yeah. That'd be a step up, right? I wouldn't be constantly picking dryer sheets out of my sock drawer or underwear drawer. Like an ape. Like a goddamn animal. Fucking tribes in the jungle don't have to deal with that. Here I am.
That's true.
You know, first world country, picking my own dryer sheet out of my goddamn drawer.
They don't even have to do that. I've forgotten all the third world countries. I almost said in Poland.
Ethiopia?
There you go, that's the one.
Grenada.
They don't have to do that in Brazil.
They're doing this in Italy. All right, well, I guess that's pretty much it then, guys. So wrapping it up. And you know how we like to do it, with a round of staff recommendations.
Nerd.
I guess I'm going to recommend the... Follow the stream, because maybe I'll start doing Quiplash and stuff.
Remember
more.
Follow the clues.
Which is the one that has Cookie's voice? That's my favorite one.
The one that is... we played it last night. It's...
Fibbage.
Is it Fibbage?
Yeah. He also hosts You Don't Know Jack, but playing You Don't Know Jack on that thing is like pounding your head against a nail, and the other person has a hammer. It depends on your phone connection speed whether or not you buzz in.
Yeah.
Oh. I was like, what the fuck is this analogy? So I guess check out our streams. We'll be streaming Fibbage, and you guys can it'll hold like 6 or 8 players or something.
Gungeon, Overwatch.
Mm-hmm. So come by the stream. Andy, what do you got?
I've been playing Injustice 2. This is both a recommendation and an anti-recommendation. Go ahead and play it. It's a fine fighting game until you get online.
Well, that's every fighting game, I feel.
Well, except that I don't know what they're... They're like, okay, we need a bunch of villains for this. How about we just take guys that only have guns? Oh, and they can shoot those guns really fast. So I'm Bane, trying to break some motherfuckers back, except that all he does is shoot me, and I can never get near him. Is this satisfying to you, you stupid piece of shit?
Oh, and they shoot a lot of bullets. Is that a problem?
I just got angry thinking about it. You cunts, if you're playing Deadshot in Injustice 2, you can eat my fucking dick.
But Andy, wouldn't you... This sort of proves the point that fighting games are sort of a bygone age. Like, those were relegated to the arcade.
There are balanced fighting games.
Yeah, but, like, fighting games as a whole were like... arcade level things, and now it's opened up to every gutter spunk motherfucker in the world.
They've definitely lost their prestige with the fall of arcades.
Yeah, so it's now just like get pwned by a bunch of twats.
But see, then I was talking with Alex about that the other day, and I said, you know, there was a time where Adam and I used to go to the arcade all the time, play Soul Calibur 2, and there was one night where this guy was playing against these two, like, 12-year-olds, and then he started mocking them for losing, and Adam stepped up and murdered him.
Took
and
him
he got
town.
So mad, he left, came back a half an hour later, and then Adam beat him again, and he was like, and left again.
Those were the halcyon days.
Yeah, those are the days when, like, having a skill meant something. Now, where it's like a faceless twat behind a screen, and you're just looking at a DC character.
It's like the Wild West of video games.
Yeah, it's fucking crazy. The internet eats a man for breakfast.
Because anybody can step up to challenge you. Mm-hmm. But you have to look them in the eye.
So, Injustice 2. Good recommendation. True.
I will recommend Spectral is... Netflix original.
I just watched that the
movie.
Other day. It's pretty good.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
What's it about?
Good. It's like a sci-fi military action about the...
That tells me nothing.
Okay, so this engineer, he came to Moldova, and they are, like, the U.S. Army is there, and they're experiencing this weird phenomenon that people keep dying. It's just like
Cliff's
something...
Notes, Trunks. Cliff's
ghosts
notes.
Are killing
Who's
people.
The bad guy?
Yeah, like ghosts. Like,
ghosts.
Yeah, they think it's ghosts.
Okay, so ghosts are killing
people.
They're
not
sure
what it is.
So, recommendation for Ghostbusters.
Well, they incorporate a lot of, like, interesting, like, physics ideas into it, which is cool.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's probably why Trung found it. Krista!
Trung and I just finished watching season 2 of Sense 8, so
Sense
watch
8.
That. Yeah.
These guys love soap operas, and I just can't do it.
It's not a soap opera!
Just because they spend a little more money on it doesn't mean it's not a soap opera.
It's not.
What a sad David.
People are always... Yeah, on this show, people are always getting hexed and getting turned into butterflies. I saw this one guy get turned into a chimp.
Is that a soap opera?
This one lady...
Sounds like Animorphs.
She threw a burned doll into this altar and it made this woman turn into a ghost. It was terrible. You gotta watch it, guys. The craziest shit happens. Like, this witch is there, right? She's like, ah! She pulls one of those balls, crystal balls out of her pocket, throws it on the ground, turns into a small person that looks exactly like her, who grows into a regular person, then runs off to do her, like, it's what? Like a doppelganger.
Sounds like some of the craziest shit.
A witch is familiar. She runs off. Yeah, this is what
it
Sensei,
never happened.
It's the craziest thing you'll ever see.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, and then this guy dies when he comes back to life, but all he can talk in is, like, old Geico commercials, and they sort of have to, like, piece together what he means. Yeah, it's craziest
and he's like,
show
Mikhail,
ever.
Mikhail!
For Netflix recommendations, we've been watching The Great British Baking Show.
Okay.
It's the most pleasant... It's kind of like MasterChef, except everybody's pleasant, and they're making cakes.
Sounds
and it'll make you hungry. For cake.
I imagine. You think that's what they planned?
I don't know.
This is just big cake getting,
like,
into our minds.
Like, the judges are always have something nice to say, and it's like, oh, it's a wonderful bake, isn't it?
Yeah, Andy's brainwashed by big cake. Now it's just me and Adam who are the only ones with any
God
sense left.
Damn. The only two sane people left in this goddamn world.
Yeah, Andy went and fell to big cake. Trung fell to big Rocket League.
I didn't fall to big cake now, didn't I?
God, it's happening again.
Spot a tea, governor.
Would you like a biscuit?
Where is this person from?
Oh, somewhere.
Where's it going? It's me. Oh, I'm here to make a cake for you, Mary Berry.
Oh, God. Okay, Adam.
Did I recommend Little Nightmares last week?
Yes, you did.
Damn it. We went and saw Guardians of the Galaxy this week.
Two?
Yes. No, we went and resaw the first one.
Whoa! What was it? How was it on the second viewing?
Even better!
Whoa!
It's very good. They did a very good job making the care about stuff.
Is Bradley Cooper good as the raccoon?
Yes.
That's good to hear. He sometimes
case closed.
He sometimes looks or like you hear descriptions about him, and it seems like a weirdo sometimes.
Well, it is a very weird character.
Yeah.
It's a raccoon with guns.
Well, I mean, Bradley Cooper is a person. Anywho.
You read things about Bradley Cooper, you're just like,
yeah.
You read things about Rocket in the tabloids.
No, I don't. I'm not reading it. Like, no one is briefing me on the latest Rocket the Raccoon news.
I can help you.
I guess that's it. If you want to buy the book, you can find it somewhere. The Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, etc. If you got the book and want to review it, that'd be cool. You can go do that on our Amazon page. What did you guys think of the book? I never, like, did... Who read it and who didn't?
I haven't read all of it yet. I've read some of it.
How are you liking it so far?
Good so far.
Favorite story?
My own.
I was expecting that or one of mine.
I haven't read it all yet. I can't pick a favorite yet.
Okay. But I see Andy has been too busy with his dog's neck to do anything. So. I'm
too busy with his pet's health.
Yeah.
Seriously.
You never realize how much a pet's neck can eat up a week.
Really, like when you have to watch this thing like a hawk, otherwise he's going to be bleeding everywhere in 5 seconds.
He could be dead right now.
Probably is. He's in the toilet.
Why did he kill himself in the toilet?
He was like thirsty, but then one of your turns was in there and he died after he saw it because he's like, what the hell is that?
Oh, God.
Yeah. He didn't even drown. He got scared to death by your turd.
My delicate constitution.
They are super scary turds.
Oh, anyway, guys, you know, whatever. My name's Dave.
I'm Trill.
I'm Krista.
I'm Andy.
And I'm Adam.
Saying, remember, kids, zip zop, loo-woo-doo-bop. We'll see you next week.
Oh, that was David Sammy Davis Jr.
Sammy Davis.
Bill Cosby.
Or they try to...
Boonerini.
Boonerini, party of one. Okay.
Hold on.
What? What?
My
Gus is being needy.
Suppose I should go lock him up.
Lock him in the brig immediately.
Maybe.
I mean, it's easy to do.
It's so much fun and easy to do because wherever it goes, it comes back to you. And you never have to wind it. You can do it all.
Hey, man, it's a yo-yo ball. So much fun and easy to do.
Because wherever it goes, it comes back to you. And you never have to wind it. You can do it all. Hey, man, it's a yo-yo ball.
What?
I coveted those.
Well, everybody's like, look, I can do one yo-yo trick. It's called Around the World.
Yeah. Because you couldn't walk the dog. Like, anything that required it to sleep, you couldn't do. Because there's a gear in there that's fucking you over. That was classic show fodder.
Hopefully he doesn't tear out his throat.
If Andy's dog dies, it's your fault, David.
Probably.
Why?
I'll send you a check.
Why would the dog die?
It has a boo-boo on its neck.
Would the chinchilla kill it?
Yeah.
We put them in a pit ring.
Anyway, okay, here we go. That was a lot of B material. I hope you appreciate that, people listening after the end of the show. Okay, here we go.
I mean, it sounded fine when I played it back the second time, right, Adam?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, good. I'm glad we're now having somewhat uncertainty with the quality now that we're 2 minutes deep into this goddamn thing. Okay, shut up. Here we go.